This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Judy, you're a dog walker, pet sitter and a dog walker. You walk lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs every day.
Yeah, as soon as you're done here, you're out and you're gone all day. It's been a great business for you. But I imagine that there's harrowing experiences. And I want to ask you, have you ever been walking a dog and another dog passes and lunges at the dog that you're walking?
That lunges after my dog or my dog lunges after them?
Either one.
Both.
Both.
Yeah, I was going to say yes before you even finish the questions. I've had almost every case scenario out walking dogs. And when I'm there at the house getting the dog is very friendly, you know, and runs around the yard. And if other dogs walk by, it's very friendly. But the minute I get out there and put that dog on the leash, different story. And I don't understand.
Well, let's find out about it.
How the dog can change.
Joining us right now is Dr. Wailani Sung. She is one of 74 board certified veterinary behaviorists in the United States. She, in fact, is currently the only veterinary certified and clinical veterinary behaviorist in the state of Washington. And she joins us right now. Hello, doctor. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for inviting me to join your show.
So I understand that what Judy was talking about is leash aggression. What is that exactly?
Well, in my mind, leash aggression specifically refers to the dog being really reactive when the leash is on them. So when I say reactive, we're talking about barking and lunging and potentially even escalating to more aggression towards other dogs or other people.
What causes something like this?
Well, since we, you know, classify it as leash aggression, we know one of the triggers is being on leash, right?
Okay.
And typically, in my mind, it only occurs when the dog is on leash, and when the leash is off, this behavior should not occur.
Are there certain breeds that do this more than others?
You know, unfortunately, no. I think that it can happen to all breeds. I mean, I've seen them in, like, 5-pound Chihuahuas up to 150-pound, like, St. Bernards and Great Danes. But, yeah, any breed can have leash aggression. It just depends on what's the underlying motivator for that dog to be reactive like that.
Mm. Is there any equipment that I can use to help me in these cases?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that depending on the size of your dog, when I have, you know, usually when the dog is 20 to 30 pounds or under, it's much easier to restrain them on leash. But if your dog is much bigger, I tend to use a head collar, which gives you control of their head, right? So it's really hard for them to pull and pull you down. I actually have owners that has happened to. So with the head collar, they can't get the momentum to pull you forward. When they lunge forward, the pressure of the head collar pulls their heads to the side. And it's the same concept we use on large animals, such as horses and cattle, right? So if I had a really big dog, maybe like 50 pounds and over, I would consider doing a head collar, a harness, and a double-ended leash, because I attach one end to the head collar, the other end to the harness, so I have two points on them that I can, you know, gives me 50% control of their upper part of their body.
Wow.
You know, while I enjoy walking with my dog, gives me a little bit of exercise, the dog loves it. My dog likes to meet other dogs, you know, do the sniffing and the smelling. Do you have any tips for meeting other dogs?
If I have a dog with leash aggression and meeting another dog, or just a meeting another dog in general?
With leash aggression.
Yeah, so unfortunately in those cases, I would tend to have people avoid that. If you feel like your dog can be friendly and meet other dogs, then we would want to be in an environment where we can take the leash off or have enough slack. And sometimes it's kind of weird. Sometimes if the dog has a leash on, but there's enough slack in the leash that they're not feeling the pressure from the collar, then sometimes they are much calmer and they can successfully meet other dogs. But I would definitely choose an area where I can have a lot of slack on my leash, and also maybe an area that I can potentially take the leash off. Granted, I would only do that if you have good verbal control over your dog and be able to recall your dog back to you.
Sure. What if my dog doesn't have leash aggression? Is there a certain way that my dog should be meeting other dogs?
Sure. What I tend to do is I usually slow down when I get within 2 or 3 feet of another dog. And, you know, I usually call out to the dog owner and say, hey, is your dog friendly? To make sure that their dog is comfortable. And I would always evaluate the dog's body language, right? I look at the dog and see, does it look nervous? Does it look like it's eager to meet my dog? Head forward, you know, tail medium, height or elevated. And when I let them meet, I let them sniff each other, like maybe 2 seconds maximum. And then I would call them off and let them, you know, if they're not naturally moving on their own, I'll just call my dog and take a step back and give the dog, both dogs, a break, make sure they can check each other out at a distance, and if they seem like they want to sniff again, then we will approach again. We'll take another step closer and let them sniff again. Mm.
So if I need help with a leash aggressive dog, is there someone I can turn to?
Sure. I mean, there are many solutions available. You can try to work with your dog on doing a massive amount of counter conditioning by having, you know, a lot of treats or something your dog is really willing to work for. Every time they see the dog, if you can get their attention focused on you, you can reward the dog for not being reactive. If you need more help beyond that, you can certainly engage the services of a certified trainer that has experience dealing with this problem. You know, we want to deal with this problem in a positive manner, right?
Sure.
Above that, we have, you know, certified applied animal behaviorists, and these are people that have advanced degrees in animal behavior, so they either have a master's or a PhD in animal behavior, or you can contact someone like me who is a board-certified veterinary behaviorist. We are veterinarians that have advanced training. We've been through residency and completed certification that we can help you and your dog with their specific problems.
Since there's so few veterinary behaviorists or board-certified, how do we find one? Is there a website?
Sure, dacvb.org.
And we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Dr. Weilani Sung, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We're going to head back to the phones toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 next.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.